The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the 7-point lead over the Badgers. Jesse feeds off to Vosic. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosic nails another one. Delonte Jones along the three-point line passes off to Washington. He'll step into a long three and swish. James Washington with a triple. That's his first made three in his college career.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
Come on! We're streaking! Come on! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Welcome into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, Dan Lang alongside the coach and director of athletics, Dr. Billy Walker. And Coach, it's got to feel pretty good. Five-game winning streak you guys have going.
No, the guys are playing well. They've worked hard to get to this point, so it's definitely a good feeling.
And when you look at the way that you guys have been doing it, you've been doing it with close games, you've been doing it with games maybe where you've pulled away a little bit, you've been doing it against top teams in the league, maybe teams that have been struggling a little bit of everything mixed in with this.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way the league has always been. Everybody, you know, there's no bad teams in the league. So every game, every team is tough. So, you know, our guys have gotten better each day, each practice, and they're getting more confident with each game.
I think the common thread, though, you've been playing great defense, right?
Yeah, we've played a pretty good D all year. It was like scoring was the problem, and you know we weren't scoring early on. That just put so much pressure to get stops every single time. But the guys are defending and we're rebounding as well.
When you look at the offensive efficiency, second highest shooting percentage of the season in the game against Bucknell, 55%. Highest shooting percentage allowed by Bucknell this season. You lost up there by 18 points, turn it around at Bender Arena, win by 14. What do you attribute the biggest thing? What do you attribute the turnaround to?
To be honest, it's just the guys getting more comfortable within our offense. Again, we're scoring points. You know, Delonte's putting points on the board. James scored some last night. Paris scored. So I think it's just a sort of collective effort of everyone just becoming more comfortable with what we're, where their opportunities are within our offense.
Mike, do you find it's practice is just easier now to be coaching guys too? When you're losing that first six, obviously in the back of the mind, everybody's wondering when that first one's coming. It's gonna be a little bit tight during games, but also in practice. And now that you're winning a little bit, do you feel a different mood in practice and in the room?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all the things that you were saying before sort of resonate a little more. They went through this experience. If you're working on rebounding, whatever it is, the deficiency is, it's a tangible thing. And then once you actually perform on the court and you rebound better and then you get a win, guys just learn quicker, it seems. And it makes it easier to sort of move on to the next thing.
And when you do that, I mean, that just, it probably also speaks a little bit to the team chemistry at that point as well. When you're able to, it seems like everybody's in it together, you're seeing success, and it just seems like everything seems to be coming together.
Yeah. Excuse me. I give our guys a ton of credit. They didn't waver at all, throughout the year. I mean, every single practice, I think we've had a good practice and we've gotten better. And their effort was always there. I think it was just getting over the hump of, getting a win, getting two wins, and getting comfortable, doing certain things that you got to do every single game. I think they definitely understand that now. We've still got a long way to go, obviously.
Sure.
But it's, their effort throughout the year, it was a very difficult, first half of the season. So, for them to come to practice and work the way they do, it's impressed me.
I think this league, everybody knows what it's like every year, how close it is and what a battle, but a little over halfway through, and we got five teams within a game of one another, seven, I guess, within two of one another. Let's talk to that a little bit.
Yeah, every year the preseason, top, whatever, 1 through 10 is never, what it is at the end of the season. So, it's the same this year. You know, it's a really, you know, it's a well-coached league. You know, all the teams are offensive oriented. They play smart basketball. They can shoot. They can score points. So, you know, there's no, you know, top half or bottom half of the league. Anybody can beat anybody. So, you know, I think it's going to play out that way this year again, too.
You're listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this evening's game on the road against the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. And, Coach, in the game against Bucknell, you guys were down 7-2. And was there any, do you think, either, I mean, from you, maybe from the bench, what at a point where you look, Bucknell's the top team in the conference, you look and you guys are coming in a four-game winning streak, but then you get down 7-2 early. You're able to obviously turn that around, go on a run, and take a lead from that point, which I think says a lot about the squad. Was there ever a point where you thought, okay, we got to get this thing turned around before we sort of get too far behind the Bison?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like that every game. You got to figure out how you're going to score. You know, they're another team. You know, it seems like a bunch of teams in the league this year playing like a sort of a matchup zone. So, you know, you really have to figure out where your scoring opportunity is going to come from. It's not always, you know, you can't run plays and it's not apparent, you know, right away. So you guys have to go through their offense and sort of see what's available to them. So, you know, it's going to take time, but we always, you know, go back to you got to defend, you know, get back in transition and rebound were the two main things against Bucknell that we had to do. And I thought we did them, you know, consistently in order to give ourselves the chance to figure out how we were going to score.
Hey, you talk about defending well. 0-15 from 3 for Bucknell. How big was that?
Yeah, I mean, it's we're taking away 3, and you're going to give up some 2s. You know, Folon's a low down there in the post, and, you know, they got some other sort of big physical guys. But, you know, taking away the 3 has been a focal point of what we do. And, you know, to be able to do it against a team with so many weapons, so many shooters, so many offensive players, and a kid like Haas who just, I mean, doesn't matter if you're guarding him, if you're right in his face, he can just raise up and, you know, hit them on you. So our guys just collectively were, you know, in tune with, you know, where their shooters were at all times. And, you know, they did a terrific job.
You mentioned Chris Haas, second leading scorer in the conference. You've held him to 5 of 22 from the field in the two games that you guys have played. What are you doing to frustrate him? What are some keys, do you think, to getting in front of him? And you know, Delonte the other night, it seemed, you know, was playing him really tight.
Yeah, just knowing where he is on the court the whole time. And it's, you know, it's not like we don't play man-to-man, so it's not just, you know, telling one guy to go out, hey, you got Haas tonight, and shut him down. You know, it's everybody has to be aware of where he is. So, you know, I'm sure of, you know, if you counted up all his shots, there was probably a different person guarding him, you know, each time. So it's, you know, again, it's a collective effort and just 5 guys being aware of where he is on the court at all times.
And when you look at the way that you talk about transition, getting back in transition, that's also something that over this winning streak, the guys are doing so much better at, you know, and when they either make a bucket or even miss a bucket at the other end, all of you guys, it seems, even some of the players on the bench are saying, get back, just sort of almost to remind the guys, but they're doing it.
They are doing it, and it shows you the guys on the bench, too, are sort of, they got
engaged,
the message.
Yeah.
They, you know, they know how important it is, and you know, they understand that we won games because, you know, just doing simple things like that. So now everyone's sort of gotten the message. But again, you know, we've had, you know, freshmen just don't understand that. So when you have a young team and new guys on the court, you know, you know Charlie understood it. You knew Jesse understood it. Marco understood it. But your new guys, you know, they just didn't have that experience. So, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, get your butt kicked a little bit to learn a lesson. So, you know, I think we hammered home that point.
In this streak, too, a lot of it's been on the road. Are you seeing a difference between your playing, the way you're playing on the at home or not on the road? Or
No, not really. I mean, it's regardless of where we play, it's, you know, that we emphasize the same things. And, you know, we're just trying to do all these little things in each game. So, you know, I think they'll get more comfortable being at home, you know, as we go along here. But you know, it's good to be able to win a bunch of games on the road, obviously.
And how does that help with confidence when you sit there and look at being able to hold the top scoring team in the conference, averaging over 80 points a game coming in? You're able to hold them 25 points off of that the other night at Bender Arena. How much does that play into the confidence of this team? Started out conference play at 0-6. You've been on the 5-game winning streak, and you beat the top team and hold them to so much below their average?
Well, I think, you know, it says, you know, going around, you know, the league the second time, you mm-hmm. know, it's like we're going to, you know, coming up on with Lehigh now. You know, they beat you by, you know, 15 or something. I think our guys understand that they, you know, they can change things. They have the power to, you know, control the game. You know, they if they do, you know, the things that we've been working on, you know, every single possession, that they can change the outcome of the game. So it's not like you're just looking back at, you know, we lost to this team by X amount of points. What are we going to do? They realize that, hey, you know, we lost to Bucknell. We didn't do these things. We did do them now, and you won the game. So I think that, you know, they sort of understand that now.
So there's pretty good there's pretty good carryover. One of the guys that had a really good night the other night was James Washington, and he's really had a good last couple of games. He's been 9 of 10 from the free throw line, especially in the Holy Cross game where really down the stretch he was able to help you guys from the charity stripe. He's been getting back on defense, hit a couple big threes in the Bucknell game. Just talk about what you've seen from him, especially over these last couple of contests.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got a lot of responsibility just with the ball in his hands for, you know, so much of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, dealing with these good guards in the league. You know, so I've been, you know, happy with him all year. But again, I think he's getting more comfortable just sort of, you know, running our team, running the offense, and figuring out he's a scorer by nature. So figuring out, you know, where his opportunities are going to come for, you know, threes, drives, pull-ups, all that kind of stuff. And he's doing a better job on defense, just, you know, keeping his body in front of his man, getting some rebounds, you know, just doing a little bit of everything.
Time for our first time out here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Friends and alumni, get your tickets now for the next men's home games next Saturday, February 13th at 4 o'clock versus Army West Point on Hall of Fame Day, and Wednesday, February 17th at 7:30 p.m. versus Lafayette in a rematch of last season's Patriot League Championship game. A limited amount of premium location sideline reserved chairback seats still remain for those games. Tickets start at just $7.50 a seat. That's $7.50 per seat. Order at AUEagles.com/tickets. Again, that's AUEagles.com/tickets, or call 202-885-TIXX, 202-885-TIXX. Back with more after this on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this evening's game, coming up just after the top of the hour on the road against the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. And Coach, you know, you take a look at obviously the team, two different teams it seems like in conference play, got off to the 0-6 start. Now you guys have won five in a row. One of the things when you look at stats, which I know you glance at stats, but you're not a huge numbers guy, but when you look at one of the things that really pops out is the emergence of Delonte Jones. Delonte, during the losing streak, was averaging less than 10 a game, about 9.5 or so. During the winning streak, he's averaged 17 a game. So he's really stepped up, and it seems like really been a focus of what you guys have been doing.
Definitely. He puts in the work every day. He's a natural scorer. So it just, you know, it was going to be a matter of time of him sort of, you know, picking and choosing his spots within the offense of, you know, when to shoot, when to drive, when to pass. So, you know, I think he's getting, you know, very comfortable, you know, sort of knowing when his opportunities are coming, when there's going to be an opening for him. And I think everyone else's comfort level, you know, it helps him. You know, everyone else knowing where to be, knowing where, you know, he's receiving passes from other people when he's open. So I think it's, you know, it's everybody's sort of getting more comfortable with where they are and what they're doing on the court.
And it seems like he's scoring just a quiet 18 or whatever each night. You know, that it's not like like he's hitting all kinds of big shots. You know, that he's doing it within the system.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, it's open threes. It's you know, an obvious drive when it's there. He is the one guy that can you know, he makes some individual plays. You know, he can sort of turn a drive into a post move. You know, he's just real comfortable with the ball in his hands against, you know, pretty good defenders out there.
As he's gotten more comfortable throughout the year, is it because and the other freshmen for that matter too, James and Andrea, that is it because they're just 20 games into their college career and they are that much more comfortable, or they're just getting really familiar and comfortable in your system?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely a combination. I mean, we played them a ton of minutes, you know, early on, you know, sort of going through the growing pain, so to speak, you know, in the first half of the season, because we knew that, you know, we liked them a lot. we knew they were going to be good, and we saw them improving, and we saw progress. It was just a matter of, you know, them. They have to learn how to win games too. It's not just sort of being out there on the court comfortable, you know, scoring and doing stuff. They had to learn how to actually win a game, because they're on the court. They're, you know, a big part of why we win.
Sure.
You know, they're playing tons of minutes, and they're the guys like making the plays. They're not just sort of beneficiaries of older guys doing stuff, and they just have to, you know, get and stand out of the way or make an open shot. They have to actually, you know, do a lot of the things that, you know, older guys usually do.
And we've been talking a lot about the success, but it seems like even when there's not success, when they're on a string of missed shots or whatever, that within the system, they're more comfortable adjusting on the floor to what they need to do. In other words, like not just run a set, okay, boom, this didn't happen, uh-oh, my goodness, what do we do now? It seems like they understand how to adjust themselves out there on the floor. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The way we coach and the way we teach them, we don't really run plays. We just,
right.
You know, they go out and they sort of, you know, read the defense, and they play with each other and they play off of each other. And it's gotten to the point where it almost hurts when I call a play. Because it takes away sort of their natural instincts and,
okay,
you know, them reading what's actually happened on the court. Because you call a play and the defense may adjust it, or they may be doing something different. So it almost confuses them. So, I mean, against Bucknell, Delonte hit Charlie going back door for a big basket. And, you know, it's not like we called that play. It's just them sort of playing, you know, off of each other and reading the defense and making plays on their own, which is very difficult. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a very difficult thing. So it's impressive that, you know, Delonte, Andrea, James, all these guys are able to do this at such an early stage.
You know, we had this streak of games, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, now coming into another Saturday. That's tough, but they've all been wins, you know, so far. So that's, you know, a nice role to be on. How do you balance that?
Yeah, well, the other thing with the freshmen, they don't know that they're supposed to be, you know, dead tired. So right. I don't let them, you know, sort of succumb to that. But what helped us was the snowstorm, was the break. You know, we just sort of had a chance to catch our breath a little bit. I mean, I think we were wearing down a little bit. We were tired. And we needed it. You know, we had a couple extra days just to, one, to rest, and then two, to just practice and work on ourselves as opposed to just preparing for the next opponent. So I think just those extra couple of days really made a big difference. And, you know, and then once you get one win, it's fresh in your mind, all the things that, you know, that got you that win. So, you know, you practice a day, you go out and you do it again. So I think it was good timing for us.
We talk about the Bucknell game and when you guys were down 7-2, and being able to turn things around. I mean, obviously that's a big thing with coaching, being able to change on the fly. I'd like to sort of go in the huddle and take us through what your thought process is, what you're telling the guys, and kind of how you're communicating with Scotty and Matt and Eddie and figuring everything out.
Yeah, well, we have a great staff. Coach Jackson, everybody splits the scouting. Mm-hmm. Duty. So Bucknell was Coach Jackson's scout, so he was familiar with, you know, their personnel and all the plays that they run and what they do defensively. And then you know, Scotty and Matt have been here for the last couple of years, so they're familiar with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they're looking at, you know, what can we do offensively, you know, how can we help the guys. So, you know, and I talked to them throughout the game, you know, almost constantly. You know, what do you guys see? How can we adjust? Who should we put in? Who should we take out? And you know, I'm lucky that I have these guys, because their input is valuable input, and they do a terrific job.
And it seems like you're constantly up pacing back and forth and communicating, not just with them, but also with the players. And some coaches will do that sitting down for a period of time, but you're up. You're constantly up pacing.
Yeah, well, it seems, you know, especially with a new group and young guys, that you have to sort of, you know, just try to be on them almost every possession, every second, you know, what they should be thinking out there offensively and defensively. You know, and it's sort of how I coach, you know, it's hard to just sit there and watch. But it's good to have rational thinking assistants that are just, you know, calmly observing the game, and, you know, so they, you know, it's good to have those guys there.
Timeout here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of the late Lehigh Mountain Hawks game coming up at the top of the hour. Fans, an AU basketball game this February is the perfect venue to host your next party or group event, organize a group birthday party or neighborhood outing, and enjoy discounts and recognition at the game. And a visit from Claude the Eagle to your seats, all for as low as $3 a person. Call the Athletics Ticket Office, 202-885-TIXX, 202-885-TIXX, to book your outing today. Back with more after this on Federal News Radio. And welcome back into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this evening's game on the road against the Lehigh Mountain Hawks, a team that is sitting at 5-5, 7-14 overall, a team that's had up and down over the last 10 games. They've had win-loss, 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 and so never quite sure what you're going to get out of the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. And Coach, you take a look at what Paris Maragos did against Bucknell. Had a pretty good game, played a decent amount of minutes, played 15 minutes. He had been playing 5, 6, somewhere in that range, the previous 3 or 4 games. So he had more minutes, and he seemed to make the most out of them. How important is that for the team, for Paris to have a good game this evening against Lehigh? And I realize it's not necessarily that he goes up against Kempton, but, you know, Tim Kempton is a big man for Lehigh, and that's going to be a focus for you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, I keep telling Paris that, you know, we're going to need him. And he works every day in practice. You know, he knows that. And, you know, he against Folon, one of the big, you know, best bigs in the league, he played well. And we're going to need him to continue to do that. You know, we've gotten good minutes from Andrea and Leon and Marco at the center spot. But, you know, all along, I've been continue to tell Paris, you know, just we're going to need him. And there's been a learning curve for him, too. I mean, what we're asking him to do is very difficult. You know, he wasn't the type of player where, you know, you're throwing him the ball constantly and asking him to make all kinds of different decisions. And especially it's fresh. He was out there with a couple freshmen, too. So, you know, that had a lot to do with it. I'm glad that, you know, he had a good game, and, you know, he's going to be an important part, you know, of us having any success, down the stretch here. So we need him. He played well. I'm happy for him. And, you know, hopefully he can, you know, continue to be engaged offensively and defensively.
You know, Dan mentions Kempton. Our first game really held him in check. He was a non-factor, really, but we still did not have a good game against Lehigh. It really shows how deep they are.
Yeah, they're absolutely. I mean, they were picked, you know, to be one of the best teams in the league for a reason. They got, you know, obviously the Kempton is the player of the year, and Karan Ross, and a lot of, you know, athletic scoring wings. But I mean, we were a very different team, I think, the first time around against everybody. Hopefully, again, we've learned from, you know, what we've done, you know, in the wins. But you know, you go back and you watch the tape against Lehigh, and there's so many things that we didn't do, you know, to give ourselves a chance to win. So hopefully, you know, we'll do those things. You know, we've been doing them. Hopefully we'll continue to do them and, you know, give ourselves a chance to be in the game at the end.
Dr. Walker mentioned Kempton in the first game, 6 points, 2 rebounds, turned the ball over 3 times. So you did a pretty good job on him. You mentioned Karan Ross. When you look at the game the first time around, and you said there were a lot of things that you guys did that prevented you from really being in the game. It's a game that Lehigh led from the tip and until the end. What are some things that you took away from that game, the first meeting that you're trying to instill in the guys here before the game this evening?
We had 50 points in that game, you know, so... You know, and then, you know, you're scrambling at the end, you're fouling, you know, you got to get to, you know, 60-ish to give yourselves a chance. Otherwise, you just put so much pressure on your defense. But again, I think we're just better than we were X amount of games ago. You know, just our comfort level on offense and defense and our confidence level. And, you know, we have everybody contributing. I think the rotation is a little more clear. You know, we're back with Charlie and Marco, you know, playing a lot of minutes because of their defensive effort. And, you know, the freshmen, you know, James and Delonte are coming along, and, you know, hopefully everyone else, you know, continues to grow. Andre is getting better, you know, every game. You know, Leon has given us good minutes when he's been in there. So, you know, I think it's just everybody sort of progressing and getting better each day.
Karan Ross, you mentioned him. I'd like to talk about him for a second because, you know, he's regarded by a lot as one of the best guards in the league. He can score. He can dish it out. What do you see from him?
He's one of the best guards in the league. Okay. He can score and dish it out. Well, he just makes everyone else on the court better, you know, and he's surrounded by really good players. So, you can't focus on, you know, just Kempton, or you can't just focus on Ross, or you can't just focus on Price, or, you know, whoever else. It's, you know, he makes good decisions, and, you know, he knows where you're focusing. So he'll find open guys, and he's a competitor. He's played a lot of minutes. So it's, I mean, they're a very good, talented team. It's, you know, it's going to be a hard game.
Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. So, you know, we've got to do the cliched thing and talk about that for a second and get who you guys think are going to win between the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers. Coach, who you got?
To be honest, I haven't watched one football game this year, but I'm sure, you know, Manning and
Cam Newton
and Newton going head to head will be a fun game to watch.
All right, I tape every Bronco game.
I was gonna say
I watch each one a few times.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm obviously, as you know, a hardcore Bronco fan. So, but I'm also like any other coach or anybody in athletics, I'm a pessimist as well. So I'm worried. So I think the Broncos need to be able to keep it close. Obviously, early, don't turn the ball over. Manning's got to take some shots down the field, stretch it a little bit, because I think Carolina's got a great defense, but their defensive backs are the one area that they're not as strong. So Broncos can win the turnover battle and keep it low scoring, and our defense gets a couple turnovers, I think Broncos can win. But
that's very insightful.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
You've done your scouting. I like that.
The Denver Broncos.
I'd like to see Manning go out like Elway did, you know?
Uh-huh. So you're confident that
I did not see. You did not hear the word confident.
Okay. So you think Manning's going to come out on top? All right.
No, I hope Manning comes out on top.
Okay.
I hope the Broncos do. Yes.
We'll see what happens tomorrow between the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers. That'll do it for this edition of AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Stick around as the Lehigh Mountain Hawks entertain the Eagles at Stabler Arena. Coming up in just minutes. Tip time. Starting lineups next.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails, Charter Bus Services, and GEICO Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.